views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Okay. Seem to be having some kind of issue, Dave. I cannot unmute you. I can unmute everybody else, but I cannot unmute you. I don't know what's going on. David. Okay, listeners, give me just a moment as we try to resolve Dave's issues and get him on. Dave, if you can hear me, you're going to have to call back in. I've never seen this happen. You are frozen on the board. Can't unmute you. Can't do anything with your line. That's weird. Don't know what the cause of it is, but we can't hear you.
Okay, here we go. Okay, Hey, welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Sorry about that. For some reason, it froze on my side and on Scotty's side. Couldn't unmute, but hey, we got it all fixed and figured out. So welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. Just want to say thank you all for listening today. Today is December the 8th, 2016. It is a Thursday. Looking forward to having a show with you today. It is cold where I am for me. May not be for other people, but it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. But I think this evening is going to be a little colder. So hopefully you all are prepared for the inclement weather that is happening throughout the country as far as it being too cold with the polar front that came in, coming out, dropping into the lower 48, coming through Alaska. And this is the season that we have. It is wintertime, and it is going to be a cold one throughout the lower 48, depending on where you are, except for the exclusively warm places. I know that there are some friends that I have that were in Florida, and there are I heard that the weather in Florida was like 81 degrees, and in Southern California it was like 76 or so. I remember those days, miss them, but they are not where I am right now, but it's not that bad. So with that being said, everyone, let's jump into today's show, and let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about supporting Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You can do that by easily going to blacktalkradionetwork.com and checking out the donation, and actually clicking on the donation prompt that's there in the far right margin in green. It shows the two holding hands. If you could do that, that will ensure that this network will continue to grow and continue to bring you what you enjoy, what you've learned, and what you consider relevant. We always hear how important Black Talk Radio Network is, and let's ensure that this network is on air by making giving some of our financial energy that is cash so that it can meet some of its debt obligations and just the growing obligations that's needed to run Black Talk Radio Network, which you understand, and I know that you are fully supportive of. We just would ask that you continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. So that is one way that you could do it. Also, by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork, the website, you will also see next to the home prompt, there is crowdfunding digital black media. That's another way that you can donate. You can do it right there on the site, and via hitting that prompt, it will also take you into PayPal and so forth and so on. So very important that we support Black Talk Radio Network so that it can be here for those that we have yet not named. Also, within Black Talk, within the website, you can see that there is a social media outlet that's known as Black Talk Radio, Black Talk BTR Community. Man, got a little tongue-tied there. BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put together for its listeners, you, to be able to engage in social media activities without having some of the adversities of being in social media as on some of the other governmental created outlets such as Facebook, what a lot of people say, Facebook, Twitter, and all those other things, which are always monitored and they're always data mined and is always being used actually against you. A lot of people don't realize how adversely affected they've been by Facebook and Twitter, because you can't post on there without actually getting some retribution. Some of you may have gotten different opportunities, employment opportunities, business opportunities that were denied because of that. Well, here at BTR Community, you don't have to worry about anyone you being adversely affected for what you posted, what you commented on, and promoting yourself, your business, is not something that you will have to worry about. Not only that, you won't have to worry about your identity being sold to any bidder to BTR Community for access to your information. So Facebook ain't free, y'all. You think it is and don't even know. And this is why, when people trick and fool you, the people that actually are doing it, they laugh because they realize what they're doing, and we don't. Those that are being tricked or deceived don't, and that's very, very dangerous. So So check out BTR Community. BTR Community is only $24 a year, and you don't have to worry about some of the things that you have to worry about on Facebook, and because it was created with your demographics and with you in mind, so that you can have a place where you can have secure, safe, as far as safe as it possibly can be, because yes, it can be hacked, but your identity will not be sold. That is probably one of the most important things. So definitely, BTR Community is only $24 a year. So definitely engage in that. Also, if you'd like to acquire the precious metals, real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. And there you can actually exchange some of your cash, whatever you're trying to save in cash. You actually should be saving in real money, the precious metal being the most perfect form of money. It's not the only form of money, but it's definitely the most perfect form of money, because money comes in different forms. Cash is not money at all. Never has been, never will be. Even if it goes to a gold standard, it is almost semi-money, but it's still not money because I wouldn't even say it's semi. It's even if we go to a gold standard, your cash will not be money. Cash can never, ever be money unless there's actual precious metal infused into the overall currency itself. And yes, we also have that at Prosperity Mint, and I think that's going to be posted pretty soon, some gold foil that was going to be placed on into Prosperity Mint. So that is really, it's Archim Gold is what it's known as, and that is going to be put into Prosperity Mint relatively soon here. But even if the United States goes back to a gold standard and keeps its paper currency, that currency will not be money, because you have to exchange that currency. They have to open up the gold window where you can go and exchange your cash for gold. And until you exchange that cash for gold, that is not money. It's still currency, because it, just like in April the 15th, 1971, when Nixon made an announcement, just like the Prime Minister of India did on the 8th of November of last month. Wow, 1 month ago today, went back and said that cash is no longer no longer accepted. Well, said that cash will not be accepted for gold. That was the same thing that happened there, happened last month in India, but that's really what it is, because paper is nothing more than a note from the government saying, please give this person what we say is their payment for their slave wage. And that's really what it is, because a king's wage is gold, a ladies and a gentleman's wage is silver, while a slave's wage is debt. So make sure that you don't save in the wage of a slave. Make sure you save in the wage of a king, lady, or a gentleman, because you deserve it, because you worked for it. Do not allow yourself to be fleeced that way. And we're going to talk about that a little bit in the show today. So let's jump into what's in the news. And my what's in the news got completely scrambled today, but I still was able to save some of it. So let's take a look at some of the first things that we posted. You probably won't be able to see this until tomorrow. That's just how it. Make sure I got. Yep. This first article came from. This one came from. And this one, we posted this one yesterday, came from NPR.org, and it says, Pope Francis warns the media against infiltration with scandal, citing popephilia, meaning that this is crazy. And this is going to go with what today's show is about. And so I'm going to save this to a little bit later. And basically, he's saying that there's a sickness in alternative media, that all they want to do is investigate feces. What? This dude is, these people, I'm telling you, they lost. And you'll see why I say that, because we're going to come back to this, because this is going to be a part of today's show. Okay? So that was there. So let's check out the next article in What's in the News. Give me 1 second. Just got a next one. This one came from. Oops. 1 sec. This one comes from. One sec. Okay, this one comes from. Oops, that wasn't it. Okay, this one comes from Walking Times. This comes from walkingtimes.com. Urban gardening revolution spreads with help from youth music. Man, this is a very, very important article. You probably won't be able to see it until tomorrow, but when it's there, check it out. I thought this one was really, really, really important. So check out that article from Walking Times. It's Urban Gardening Revolution Spreads with the Help of Youth Music. Definitely, definitely, we are definitely going to need to have some real gardening that we're going to have to take up for ourselves, because the overall food supply, you're going to have to secure. And I would tell you, it's very, very important for you to get non-hybrid heirloom seeds from a trusted source as soon as you possibly can, because in the future it may not be you may not be able to trust it. And it's you want to be able to be sure that what you're bringing to your table and what you're gardening is actually has the energy of life, because that's what a seed is the energy of life, and that's what the great creator God Almighty, the great creator, puts in. And that is so, so important. As you know, I remember Brother David saying it so well before, is that why would you take out what the great creator has put in for your overall nourishment and for your overall life? And that would be the seed. And just like we have, when you want to seed children and when you want to seed anything, it is because you want to further propagate of life, and you want to have the act of furtherance in living in energy in a living form to be moving forward. And this is not what's happening within. It is not a faddish thing now. You know what I mean by that. I have no knock on any person's lifestyle. That's their own choice, because I realize my freedom ends where someone else's begins. But I do think that a lot of that may be actually induced in a way to depopulate the planet, because the overall birth rate is moving down. Not only it's moving down globally, and I think that that is an agenda, and this is something that in my opinion is very dangerous for the overall species, the living species that we call humans. So this is very important that we continue to see prosperity of life. And what happens is that, in my opinion, from history, my research in history, and this never fails, is almost like clockwork. You always know where you are in history by what's being done. Every time that there's a certain amount of people on the planet that the system feels that it can't control, first thing that they move is into human control. You heard of pest control. You heard of pet control. You heard of all kinds of different, there's also human control. This is where they start to exterminate and want to keep people from having any further children and bringing forth the species life, because that becomes a challenge of theirs, because the more people that there are, the more opportunities for prosperity and freedom, because people start asking questions and demanding things, and they're harder, much harder to control. So check out that very, very important article. Next article This one came from the Middle East Monitor.com. Sorry about that. It was written real, real small because within BTR got scrambled once people comment on it, kind of scrambles everything. So, but I still can look and see what we posted. But this was real small. This came from Middle East Monitor.com. Russia to supply Libya Haftar with arms in exchange for a military base. Man, this one is extremely important, because this one has real strategical importance militarily, even though I firmly think that all of the, you know, when you look at the overall geopolitical landscape, that all of these governments are in one big fraternity against the everyday person, because they wage wars against, not against government establishments, but against actual innocent people, and to have the people fight the war. So those are the real casualties of war. Casualties of war, in my opinion, is the collateral damage is 100% of the everyday person, civilian, I mean, everyday person in global population. None of the governmental entities are ever annihilated or done away with. They just change their faces, they change the individuals, but that same government entity is always still there. So this is an important article, in my opinion, because by Russia putting a military base in Libya, at Benghazi, Libya is a critical choking point for the Mediterranean, and it's a strategically important, it's been historically strategically important because of its close proximity to Europe. And this is a very, very big military move, in my opinion. It is because of the overall war paradigm that we're going to be moving in the coming years. That's going to last for long enough to depopulate the planet, and particularly, in my opinion, depopulate the United States, primarily the most of the nations that will be at war. And it will lead to, my opinion, this is a part of World War III that's going to lead to global nuclear war I, where tactical nukes will be used. So check out that article. Next article came from naturalnews.com. And this one was, vitamin C can help reduce toxic levels of lead in the blood. So definitely have the appropriate amount of vitamin C in your intake. And this is so important, why we have to get back control of the food sources. Until the general population control assets, because let me tell you something, food is money. It's not the most perfect form of money, only because it's very important to have. Probably one of the most important parts of money, is the most significant parts of money, would be water, food, and silver. And I would probably put it in this probably order. It would be silver first, because I say that because if you know anything about silver, you would know why I say that. Silver is probably even more important than food and water. You may not think it is, but it is, because without silver, you have no food and you have no water. You have no food and you have no water. So food itself is a form of money, and we need to have food that has very high concentrated, be highly concentrated in not toxins, but actual minerals and the necessities and the vitamins and necessities of your living body and your living organisms, what's needed. And that needs to be, that will only happen if the people of the world get control of the money, of food as money, because it is a true asset that is strategically important to the sustainability of the species. So very, very important. Next article. This one comes from thechristiantruthers.com. This is your warning. Healthcare workers forced to take vaccination or get fired. And this is part of the overall agenda to depopulate, in my opinion. Now, I think that there needs to be a real strong move by the people of this world to say, no, there is the interjection in your body is a crime against humanity, and any person that is trying to push that by any means is violating your overall ability to human exist. It is a threat, because, and not only that, this is an exaction of the worst kind, because this is where they're putting something in your body that will actually could and has been shown to harm not only your body, but your children and those that have yet been named bodies even before. So it's very important that one of the things that we get control of, one of the assets that we can get in control of, is the overall health cures, not health cares, because as long as you have health care, you're going to be sickened, and you're strategically ill for the overall benefit of the corporations and the governments and depopulation and the human control aspect. I would call it people control. They're pest control, so we would call the people control aspect of the evil establishment known as the system that is run by energies that you may not see, but you definitely can see the effects of their decision making. They come in different forms. They have, you know, governments, but those are only the celebrity figureheads that are shown so that they can take all of the heat. And when the people start to rebel, that they will have a strategical response, not to be their overall system being threatened. They'll let those minions take on the wrath of the people. So check out that article. Very, very important one. Next article comes from, where did we get this one from? Not that one. We got next article comes from Witness. I think it's Iraq.com. Yes. Ninth Circuit Court judge who will hear arguments on legality of Iraq war. Basically, the Ninth Circuit Court is going to hear arguments that George Bush entered Iraq illegally, and that in itself would be a war crime. This could be a part of the purge that we've been talking about that is starting to, or it could, you know, there's many ways in which this can go. So check out that article. We'll probably have something about this relatively soon, because I think this is, as this starts to gain traction, and I think that there is, the purge is definitely starting to really move from everything from Pizzagate to this and to other things, and that you're going to see, believe me, it's a setup. If you're using the same system that the system created, then the intentions of the system will be first and foremost, meaning that the agenda of the system will continue to be upheld. It's just a facade of justice. This is something, in my opinion, that strongly, strongly has to be looked at from a more strategical point of view. If you continue to use the system will continue to rule. And so at some point or sometime, the hard work of devising and creating your own sovereign self-determination must be actually orchestrated and set into place by the people that want to be free. That should be you, and that should be me. That collective prudence has to come from us, not from the system itself. So check out that article just to give you some familiarity on what's going on there, and we'll check it out. Next article comes from... Oh, I meant to put this one. This one came from Sputnik News. U.S. Admiral says America's interest challenged by Russian Arc of Steel. And they were talking about the overall Russian naval force and its overall move towards military moves within the Baltic states, within the Middle East, and in different strategical places in the world. And now if they're able to acquire Benghazi as a place to put a military base, that is there. And I forgot to post that one, but we will post that one later. Next one, another important story came from Reuters. Deutsche Bank smoking gun, evidence to expand U.S. silver rigging case. So we're going to take a look at that one probably next week. Very important, so that you know what's going on and see how the setup and how the system lies to you about everything. Some people think that they have silver and gold, and they only have paper silver and gold, and that's nothing more than you getting the currency of paper and gold, and that's not what you want. You want the physical money, the actual, because money has intrinsical attributes that currency can't have. So there is a deception, and that's something that we should be talking about, and I will give my opinion about that and why that's so important. Some people think, well, yeah, I have silver and gold, and went to the market and bought some future contracts on silver and gold. Well, I hate to tell you something. They say that you can redeem that contract in silver and gold in their overall advertisement to you, but in the fine print of that contract, they do not ever have to to settle that contract in gold. They can settle it only in paper or in silver. They can and not give you that, and they're going to, and that while they're charging you storage fees on something that doesn't exist for you in the first place. That silver and that gold that's there is their silver and gold, and they're making you pay storage fees on it. Boy, this is crazy, you know, but hey, we don't know sometimes, and that prevents us from growing. So things we need to know so that things can act, we can start to incentivize our overall agenda. Very, very important. Next article comes from, where did this one come from? RT. Uh-oh, nope, that wasn't it. No, it, okay, yeah, this one came from, oh no, sorry about that. Before we go to that one, the other Reuters one that we posted was an earthquake magnitude 6.5 reported off the coast of Northern California today. So check out that one as well. And then the next article, this one is from AP Manila, says, will not help the U.S. patrol in the South Sea of China. Ooh, this is picking up, and this is going to be major, major, major. Manila says it will not help U.S. patrol in the South Sea of China. Hey, listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll finish out what's in the news and then jump into today's show. And anytime, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And just hit star to unmute yourself. I will see you and definitely bring you up so that we can so that you can make your point known, your comment or your question known here on Tando Radio Show. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, and if you'd like to express something about anything or some of the topics or what we had in the news or what we're going to be talking about today, feel free to do that. You are not interrupting at all. Just give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, and then that will unmute your line. I'll see you in queue, and then definitely we'll get to your question or comment. So very, very important. All right, so let's get back to what's in the news. And so for today's show is for December the 8th, is the removing the purchasing power. In truth, is the pointed goal of the evil diehards. And this is definitely something I firmly believe is the case. Then there was actually two YouTube videos that was posted inside of Tando Radio. Let me pull these real quickly. And I tell you what they are, and we're going to play those today because I think it's very, very critical at the appropriate time. The first part, we're going to take a look at some monetary things first, and then we're going to move into that portion of the show. We're going to deal with the attack that they're using on the real attack is going to be alternative media and why. But there was two videos that we posted inside of Tando Radio Show, and one was Let me pull this up real quick. One was CNN fail, where Ashley Nuara turns the table on, I can't remember the other CNN lady's name. Man, very, very important to see how that's set up. We're going to play that here. And then the second one is Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is losing the media war with RT, and that was Russia Today. I was talking about this a couple of times and referred back to this, and so what I said was this is perfect for this, to put these two together so that you can see what's really, really going on. And going right along with the NPR portion of what the Pope said, this all goes together, and so that you can see what the agenda is. The agenda is to attack mainstream media, for mainstream media and for the governmental agencies by way of the Patriot Act and all Patriot Act 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the 25 of them that they're going to invoke, and NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act 1, 2, 3, 4, and all the ones that they're going to. One of the things that they're going to do is that they want to silence the alternative media, and they want to silence truth from getting to you. And they're going to do it by so many different ways. So we're definitely, definitely going to take a look at that. So, and we're going to take a look at that in a minute, right at the top of the hour or so. But what I first want to do is I want to first tackle it from the standpoint of some of the financial things. So let me just pull up this one article and started this article, but never really moved on it much, and so I wanted to really get to this one. This was from Bloomberg. Want groceries in Venezuela? First stop at 6 ATMs. I want to read this because this is all a part of what's happening, and just bring this exposure to you so that you can see the importance right now of the moves that you're making right now. And if you're not making the appropriate moves right now, you won't be able to say that you didn't know if you are a Tando Radio Show listener once these things come to fruition here as they continue to grow. So, excuse me. And one of the things that I always like to do is I like to show you in history and currently what's happening so that you can see how that is going to play off here. Is it going to happen tomorrow? It's already started to happen. But it may not happen in the way that it's happening in other places because it's a progression of things. You know, one of the things about the system is that the system is patient because the system realizes that they have all of eternity. But see, they make you think that you don't. They make you think that you only have your living days physically before you die. And they drumming up all kinds of fear around what man created death, which is not, is it doesn't exist. Yes, your physical body may no longer function. That's the only thing that stops, is your physical body stops functioning, while your spiritual energy continues to live because energy can never be extinguished. But see, what happens is that one of the things in controlling people, one of the ways to get a leash on people, one of the ways to lead people, because that's what a leash does, it leads you, one of the ways to do that is to attack people's emotions and to have an emotional explosion within people. But an adverse emotional explosion, I like to say, where it's and the emotional tumor growth. And that's from the swelling and everything else and the dysfunctioning of the overall organs where tumors form. There's emotional tumors that form that have been forming and has been nurtured to form within us all. And by that, we don't realize that we actually give away our sovereignty and self-determination, and we allow ourselves to be enslaved and subjugated to the system. And one of the necessary things in that is fear. One of the key components of it is fear. And I'm here to tell you that there is nothing that you ever have to fear, but that does not mean that there aren't things that you may have to face that are challenging. You will have to face challenging things, but you don't have to fear them. And the less fear that you have when you face challenging things, the more appropriate you can invoke yourself over the obstacle or challenge that may be before you. But when you know, I always say that a coward and a person of valor experience fear in today's world at the exact same time. It's just that fear is displayed in the coward and the person of valor much differently. The fear in the coward causes the coward to be paralyzed, not to move, to do what's told, to shake, to quiver, while the person of valor is motivated to action. Much, much different. The person of valor is not allowing any fear that they have, the environment of fear that has been descended upon us here, they don't allow that to enter their spirit. It's a huge difference. So what they do at that challenging moment is they have an appropriate response to it. And that, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, is so, so important. So, hey, listen, we got a caller that's in queue. Let's go to this caller that's in queue, my man, Jerry from Tennessee. Jerry, what's going on, brother?
How you doing, brother? Hey. Man, I be checking you and Scott out back to back, man. That's, y'all need to be on TV. But let me get to this question, and I'm going to mute myself.
Well, wait, hold on, Jerry. If we going on TV, man, you coming with us.
Hey, I'm so far behind y'all, it's crazy.
No, not at all, Jerry.
I'm learning.
Jerry, somebody calling you.
Oh, my fault. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay, brother.
Here goes my question right here. Is when we get prepared for this, when everything hit the fan. When we get prepared for everything, when it hit the fan, whether you're getting ready, you're stacking up, whatever the case may be. One of the things that I always want to tell people is when you're scavenging, like Brother Davis, Sister Davis be talking about, when all of this stuff is going on, make sure that you also go by and build your wealth during that scavenging too, whether you, whatever the case you may be doing. And that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, and you know, it's very important because what Jerry is saying is very true. Now, and when you have to know the things that have intrinsical value and things that don't pick up things that don't have value. Okay, now you may pick up. It depends on the overall timing of it all too. Some things may have value, but over time they may lose value. And these are some of the things. This is why one of the great things about preparing yourself and your family is that it causes you to practice in a new discipline. And a discipline is to where you can read the signs as to which direction you should be going. And that's really what Jerry's talking about. Now, and I would also say, acquire real assets and everything else. But be careful of people that have assets because they are going to want to protect those assets. I remember during the LA riots, there was one community that no one could go in. The police, the fire department, or every day during the rioting portion of it, or people that were rioting, or people that were actually, going into stores and going into different places. There was one community that would not allow that to happen. And they strategically placed themselves in a position of advantage with weapons of advantage, and there was no looting that went on in that community, and that was in Korea, the Koreatown in the Korean area of Los Angeles. So they have their own within Los Angeles at that time, and still to this day there was a large Korean community with their stores and everything else. And even though they were scattered throughout the city, what those individuals did was they came together collectively within their own community, and they protected what was there. And they protected what was there by means of AR-15, in long range weaponry, and they stood up on the buildings and at strategical places on the ground and would not allow looters to go in. And everyone knew, don't go in there because they will shoot you, and they did shoot people. Let me put it to you this way. The police department didn't even respond to them other than to later on, once things started to die down, to ask them to come down now that everything is the rioting and the looting has stopped. But they waited for that to happen before then, before telling them that they needed to come down. They didn't go get them down. Was actually told, be careful up here and watch this. And they actually laughed. And they laugh from this standpoint. They not need gummies or pumps. They're not letting anybody just run through their neighborhoods. So that exact same thing is going to happen all over. But and it's also going to happen in a more malevolent way, where people will be looking for opportunity to actually execute people and murder people indiscriminately. So there's a very, very tactical way, strategical way in which you have to engage. I would say depending on what the situation is, if we have something like an EMP where the lights go out and during the daytime and then people start, let me tell you something, that's going to invoke a different kind of fear and a different kind of threat to people. They are going to, and people that have real wealth and everything else, they're going to strategically place themselves to protect what they have. And you'll be surprised in today's world what people have. They will also be, because of technology, they can see you coming from miles away, and even in the night, because of the technology, thermal imaging, NVGs, night vision goggles, and everything. And you'd be surprised what people have. Some people have thermal imaging scopes and night vision scopes. So there is a strategical way, and this is why it's so important that you try to prepare as much as you can now before things go awry, so that you will be able to assess and read the signs. Very, very important. You have to always be able to read the signs. But if you never know that something is coming, you damn sure won't know what to do once it happens, because you won't really have an idea of what you're really up against. And I say that because I know, I've seen it. I've seen people totally break down when things really go awry, because they didn't think it would happen to them, or they're not prepared for it. Most people spaz and become very emotional. The tumors of emotion start to grow in them and burst when they're not prepared. And that is not a strategical position you want to put yourself into. You want to prepare beforehand. But by reading the signs, and also at the appointed times, you'll be able to see some opportunities that will best benefit you. So like the scenario I gave with the EMP, or let's say a major, let's say there was a war scenario in the United States and it was martial law and they weren't able to really hold down martial law, people are going to go buck wild, much more than Hurricane Katrina. And you have to know really what that means. In some instances, that means you just keep your butt at home, because it is not in your best interest to move into the killing fields. It would be a time and for you to defend and to position yourself accordingly. Because if you leave, because you're only one person, or your whole family, let's say you have a family, and let's say you have a family of a couple of people and you're defending a certain area. You may not want to initially have people go out into what a lot of people would say, the field, the battlefield, because that's what it would be. You want them to stay close to defend what you already have. So Jerry is absolutely right, but there's a real strategical approach that has to be taken. I think I'm going to do a show just on that itself, because Jerry brought up a very, very important thing. At some place and at some time, at all place and at all times, you have to know what the conditions are that you're in. And it helps to know how people respond to different things. And I'm going to tell you, some of the best advice you can ever get is from people that has actually gone through things by experience. Because the likelihood of things playing out from their experience is much truer than what we just think. So very, very important, and you're absolutely right, Jerry, and glad that you made that point. Was there something else, brother? I think we lost Jerry. Okay. So, Jerry, I'm not sure. You still there, Jerry? He may be listening and doing some other things. Okay, so, Jerry, just unmute yourself if you needed to say something else a little bit later. Okay. So, you know, made a great, great point, but that is something that we definitely, definitely will have to do a show on, and it probably will be a series of shows. Probably need to be doing that pretty much all next week, the different scenarios, because there's so many different scenarios. And I think it's very, very important for us to put ourselves in a position of advantage instead of being responding from a position of disadvantage, because this one can really, really get a lot of people hurt. A lot of people hurt what's going on. What you've seen in different parts of the country, different parts of the world, or even in different parts of the country when you saw Katrina. Now, I do think that there's going to be scenarios and events that is going to make Hurricane Katrina look just like a thunderstorm, a mild thunderstorm compared to some of the events and attraction that they're going to have here in the States, because that's what the agenda wants, and that's what they're moving their energy to ensure that happens, and their energy is moving uninterrupted by us. And until that happens, I think we're going to see some major, major events, and I would say we're going to have some appropriate behavior or appropriate things to think about in a situation that requires critical thinking. So all situations really require critical thinking, and this is why it's so important for us to sit here with each other and talk about these things and have dialogue, because it's very, very important. So hope I answered Jerry's question on that. Great, great question and great points. Just wanted to say that. So let's get into what I wanted to do. Is I wanted to take a look at a scenario in Venezuela where they call it the end of the world that you know it, or a rule without law, or the S has hit the fan. Well, there's a lot of places, and they're growing, where things are happening, and the disruption of the everyday life has already been more than in place. It actually is, I'm sorry about that. It actually is growing beyond civilized capabilities, and Venezuela is one. So what I want to do is I want to read this article real quick before we go into the commercial break. Well, when we come out of the commercial break, we'll read it, and then there's a quick little video that's there. I'll play it. Then we're going to jump into the other portion of the show. Want groceries in Venezuela? First stop at 6 a.m. And this was a Bloomberg article that we posted earlier. Didn't get to read because of some of the things that we were talking about that day, but we're definitely going to pick that up today because it's so important, because these are some of the things that I think that you need to be preparing for, preparing yourself, your family, and the overall community for, to respond. One of the things during the L.A. riots, the Korean community knew that that there was probably going to be some disruption once the verdicts came down, they responded to it from a position of saving and protecting what they considered was their investment however you feel about it, I know how I feel about it. But one thing I wasn't upset at was I wasn't upset at them protecting what was theirs. But does that mean that everyone that was doing that was actually protecting and doing things correctly? No, of course not. Of course not. But I do know this. There weren't that many people that were actually shot by them, because just the appearance of the unity of them in their community and what they were actually committed and willing to do to protect theirs by their self-determination stopped. And people knew and they went around them. There was people driving all around that community instead of going through it. Great lesson to learn. Great, great lesson learned. These are the things, and these are some of the truths, because it's not just going to be you. It's going to be everything else. I always say that this gives the system force, gives them the force multiplier of, you don't always have to worry about the government. When they collapse the systems, what you're going to have to worry about is your neighbors, the people that you live in the same towns with, in the same cities with, and everyone else around you that is not prepared. Because when people get hungry, they become feral. They go from polite to feral quickly. So definitely, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we're going to jump into Want Groceries in Venezuela. First stop at 6 ATMs. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time after we play these couple of clips, 866-510-9025 is what you can call, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We'll see you in queue. What I want to do is I want to jump into the destruction of purchasing power and the actual destruction of truth. Because that's what the system wants to do now, because that gives them more relevance. So let's take a look at purchasing power first. I want to just jump into this article from Bloomberg's Want Groceries in Venezuela, first stop at 6 a.m. So check out this. It's like 2 minutes. Check out this quick video. Here we go.
Venezuela does not have enough food to feed 30 million residents. It also can't guarantee them electricity or medical supplies in the hospitals. It's a country staring down social upheaval, political unrest, and bordering on economic collapse. Multiple states of emergency have been declared. So how did this happen to the country with the largest oil reserves in the world? For years, subsidized oil bought Venezuela's government influenced abroad and popular support at home. But collapsing oil revenue combined with a series of government missteps have many fingers pointing squarely at the unpopular president Nicolas Maduro. There have been a number of calls for a referendum on him. Polls suggest that if electoral officials allowed such a vote, he'd lose by a wide margin. Here's the situation. Venezuela's current crisis started long before Maduro with his predecessor, the late President Hugo Chavez. Chavez revolutionized Venezuelan politics with a left-wing ideology called Chavismo and fiery anti-U.S. rhetoric. Saying of George W. Bush,
"Yesterday, the devil came here. And it smells of sulfur still today."
He said that at the UN.
Thousands of Venezuelan companies, he said, were not functioning in the public interest and focused all of the country's resources on one thing, producing oil. This meant that almost everything Venezuela consumed besides oil needed to be imported. And Chavez borrowed a lot of foreign money to fund it all. While oil prices were high, it worked. Then in 2013, the first domino fell. Chavez died. Maduro took over for Chavez.
Murder.
In 2014, the second domino fell. The price of oil started to crumble. Revenue from oil accounts for 95% of Venezuela's export earnings. And when prices for the commodity began plummeting, Venezuela found itself suddenly short on cash. The government responded by slashing imports like basic groceries and medical supplies to avoid defaulting on its foreign debt. It also started printing money, causing inflation, which has surged into the triple digits without an end in sight. The economic freefall has exacerbated social problems. The country's murder rate is surpassed only by Honduras. Citizens wait for hours to get simple household goods, and Venezuela's misery index is the highest in the world. It's gotten so bad that food shortages have prompted major riots, and President Maduro is bearing the brunt of the drought. Demonstrations have been held across the country calling for Maduro's ouster. Maduro says it's nothing more than a coup attempt. Now here's the argument. Maduro's critics say that he has botched his presidency so badly he should resign immediately. However, some say the alternative isn't much better. The opposition alliance is pushing for new elections, but it's still made up of more than a dozen parties with no unified plan to fix the economy and no single leader to do it. With oil prices unlikely to head back to previous highs, neither Maduro nor the opposition has a roadmap to fix the crisis.
All right, real quick. Okay, real quick. So I just wanted to check you to check that out. This is going to be a two-part thing that we're going to do. I want to show the destruction of purchasing power first and foremost. So that was a quick synopsis of what was happening in Venezuela. But, of course, there's a whole lot more to it. Chavez was actually murdered for repatriating his goal and just his overall stance. But one of the things I want you to pick up, you notice they said a referendum to remove Maduro. Well, there's been a lot of referendums. This is going to be the years of referendum where people, referendums from Brexit to the Crimea to Italy to Venezuela to California, Texas, all these other places. There's going to be referendums for because the system wants the chaos, and this is how they're going to bring the chaos. So let's what I want to do now is just read some of this before we go into the next part is a couple of YouTube videos about the alternative media side of this and what they're really doing is that this is a multifaceted attack against the people. And one of the things that the attack is going to engage is your purchasing power. Then it's going to engage the truth, and they're going to sacrifice and destroy them both. So now in Venezuela, it says the biggest and we talked about this. I read this caption real quick. Biggest Bolivar note, which is their dollar, worth 2 cents on the U.S. Worth 2 U.S. cents on the black market. So their largest currency is only worth 2 pennies. Imagine what you could buy with 2 pennies. I talked about that when we first read this 2 days ago. What can you buy with 2 pennies? Now imagine that the inflation and the overall requirement of currency increases, because that's the only thing where inflation is not that the price of anything goes up, it's just that you need to give more paper to get it. So just imagine right now, what can 2 cents buy you and your family to eat with? Now multiply that by the overall requirement of currency to be even more, to have a medium of exchange. You either need to have more currency
in a whole bunch of it, or you need to have an asset that you can engage in a medium of exchange. And preferably the most preferable one is the most perfect form of money. Then you won't have a shortfall. You will have something that the system, black market or straightforward, requires and needs.
I have a quick question for you, Dave.
It's going to be even better. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Would you consider water an asset?
Yes. Water is money. Yes. Yes. Yes, water is, and I meant to say that, I'm glad you said, when I was talking about food, I meant to also say that water is money as well. It's just not the most perfect form of money. Just like land is money, it's not the perfect form of money. And I think it's critical for us to understand and know why some things are the perfect form of money. I mean, some things aren't the perfect form of money, and why some things have more intrinsical value than others. But yes, water is extreme, is definitely
so,
money. So, one of the bad things about water is its overall density and weight.
Yeah, but my point of asking that question is, when I look at water as an asset, that puts the protest to stop that pipeline, which was going to go under, what is that, the Missouri River and the water protectors?
Yeah, the Missouri River.
Yeah, they were moving to protect an asset. So look at it differently.
Yeah.
It's not just, it's not just about my tribal lands, or even though land is an asset or whatnot, but water is life. So I would say in certain circumstances, it's one of the most important assets on the face of the planet.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Importance-wise, yes, it is one of the most important ones. Yes, it is. And one of the things that that the overall, when they took on that to protect it, they weren't just protecting those waters just for their tribal lands. They were protecting that asset, as they said themselves, for everyone. And to have it not to be compromised by corporate or governmental entities for their overall profiteering. And they were absolutely right. See, this is what self-determining sovereign people have to do. So true. And I'm glad Scotty brought that up. And I totally forgot. But yes, Scotty, water is money. Water is money. So it says, so desperate for cash, people wait in lines in hopes at empty ATM machines. Dominguez Montenegro did the calculation as she stood in the rain at the midpoint of a line outside of a bank in Caracas. She needed to buy groceries. A package of rice cost 3,500 bolivars, more than half of the daily withdrawal limit. So that's more than half of the daily withdrawal limits. The withdrawing limits, I think it's 7,000. The ATM, the automatic teller machine, might be empty by the time she came. Maybe she could hit a few more before dark. See what their overall life is now. Their life is in so much turmoil. They're trying to just survive, and they're not able to really respond to things from a strategical point. So much of their energy is surviving. And this is why it's so important for you to prepare when everything, you never prepare when the actual events happen. The opportunity to prepare is over. You prepare before it happens. Now it's response once it does happen. It went on to say, I have to go to six different ATMs just to get 6,000 Bolivar, says Montenegro, a 36-year-old hairstylist poking her hair out under her umbrella to see if people ahead of her at the Biscayne Biscalo Universal Bank branch were moving forward. They weren't. Lines are nothing new in Venezuela, where the economy is shattered. Inflation is soaring, and the currency fell a staggering 67% against the U.S. dollar on the black market last month alone, making 6,000 bolivars just worth $1.30. Now, that exact same thing is going to happen here. But what is the dollar going to lose pace to? It won't be the bolivar. It was going to be the yen, and possibly the ruble and gold.
That's what is going to lose traction to. The EU, the euro, is already going to be, in my opinion, by the time the dollar goes, the euro is already going to be gone. They're going to be losing, but it will probably lose pace to the euro as well. So now, $6,000 is just worth $1.30. So what does that mean? That means you can go to Venezuela with $2 and have the purchasing power of over 7,000, I mean 8,000 of their highest denomination in currency.
Dave, I wonder if people are actually doing that. Like poverty tourism. I mean, this is sick. I don't even know why it's come to my mind. But I can see some people right now, oh, let's go to Venezuela and buy this, buy that, or whatever. I mean, have you heard of anybody doing anything like that? Taking advantage like
no,
that?
No, no, no. I think because in other places, it's been done in stable economies. Like people would go to Brazil. People would go to different places for that economic terrorism. Yes, they would. But see, Venezuela is different because everyone is trying to fight for survival of life. So you open yourself up to the actual threat of being attacked by being there. But are there some people doing it? I'm pretty sure some people are doing it, but they're doing it from within the black market, not from within Venezuela. In my assumptions, what they would be doing that from is from Colombia and sending that into Venezuela, but without actually and allowing the overall the black market to determine and to collect medium of exchange. Yes, I do know this. People are being exploited hand over foot in Venezuela, and this is one of the things that one project next year that we're going to be taking on, and you're right with me on this, Scotty, and I'll tell you what that is going to be about. So, yes, I do think that that is happening, but I don't think it's happening from the standpoint of where those individuals that are doing it are actually going into Venezuela and doing it, because Venezuela is so destabilized right now. But I think they're doing it out of Colombia, and I've actually had some friends from Colombia that were telling me just that and how it worked. And I'm not going to bring them on because it's not a good move to bring them on because of different things. But we'll expand that, and you'll see what I mean by that soon enough. Great Creator willing, in the coming months and within the next year. So. Yeah, so I agree with you, Scotty. Yes, there's definitely people taking advantage of. The system itself is doing exactly what Scotty just said. The system is doing that for sure. And this is because what they're doing is they're stealing the people that happen to live in Venezuela, the country that they call Venezuela. They're stealing their energy, and they're going to make them go into the fields in order to get food and to produce for who? The same ones that Scotty is talking about that's exploiting. Yes, there are people in Venezuela that are exploiting that economic system right now. And there are going to be people here that do the exact same thing to exploit it. Even those people that may have good intentions right now, but the temptations of becoming phenomenally wealthy, those individuals are going to may decide that, you know what, this economic collapse that's in Venezuela, for those people that prepared that was in Venezuela, they may say, you know what, I want this economic collapse to continue, because the people that got prepared for this became immediately and almost overnight, they became wealthy, and now they may too be a part of facilitating to ensure that this economic terrorism continues to happen to the masses of people that are there. And that is something that one of the things that is going to be in contention globally, even here. The people here that are prepared, they're going to be able to, because of opportunity, to position themselves to be just like the system. And this is what the system wants. The system always wants force multipliers, and they want minions to come in and to do their bidding. And that's a very, very dangerous thing. Once again, the people that are prepared will be in a position.
And sometimes that position that they decide to put themselves in after it is not a benevolent one, but a malevolent one, to where they start to exploit and they ensure that that economic situation continues to go in a downward spiral because they're gaining from it.
Real quick, so, Dave, to your point, that what you just described is the attitude of this black woman that I came across. And she was saying, with Donald Trump talking about he gonna lock up all these immigrants and put them in prison or deport them,
right,
that there's money to be made. Let's go ahead and invest in private prison slavery. This is what a black woman said, willing to take advantage of that situation. No morality.
That's exactly it,
morality,
Scotty,
did not even come into it.
No. Nor did they care. Because, see, the system has actually indoctrinated everyone to just care about them. When the see, this is what economies do. This is the spirit that economies breed. When the great creator's economy is the ecosystem, and it relies on what? Collective prudence. Nothing is wasted in the ecosystem. Everything is shared. Not saying that, you know, that's not saying that you should work for somebody else not to work, but that's not how the ecosystem works at all. See, that's what man wants you to think, that someone else is taking advantage of you when you look at the ecosystem. The ecosystem thrives without interruption until man comes with civilization and disturbs it. And they bring it, invoke a new energy that is opposite of that energy of sustainability. It's control, subjugation, and enslavement. So yeah, you're going to see a lot of that here. You're going to see a lot of that. And this is one of the things that's so, so important, why I always say, we can never become what we had to endure. That's people, because of some people do it in different ways. Some people just want to do it, but then sometimes you also have to be careful of becoming what you had to endure. And so, yeah, it's a sad, sad state, but we have to talk about these things so that we can protect ourselves from them. Mainly, we can protect ourselves from being that. That's the biggest, one of the biggest threats. This is why it's so, so important that we do that. So, just wanted to check this out. We're running out of time. Scotty, let's jump into, now this is the destruction of the currency. Oh, well, let me read this real quick, and then we're going to get into the actual second part, because we have a video, because it's the destruction of purchasing power and truth. Here it comes. All right, so resourceful residents employ a various of tactics, including multiple debit card policies. If someone waggles more than one, you can. If someone wrangles more than one, you can go to town at a dispensary to the honor of those behind you. Excuse me, one second. Let me move this down. Banks have set up so people have to retrieve their money in as many as 7 transactions. Maybe the hope is that they will get tired and give up. You see what the system is doing to them? They're making it so difficult for them to get any form of currency so that they'll give up. And everyone who can see what is going on at the window counters at 7, there is a sigh of relief that the delivery is a step closer. If a second card appears, then the whole process starts over. They're swearing under their breath and praying that the guy doesn't pull out a third. Wow, this is really bad. This is really bad. See, now, what is this really doing? It's testing how people will respond emotionally to different situations. Why Venezuela? Because Venezuela was so rich and had so much prosperity, they wanted to see if the people that were in a rich and prosperous country, all of a sudden, if their rug was pulled out from them, what position would they be in? Why? Because they're doing that because at the appropriate time, they're going to set up and do to one of the richest and most prosperous nation. They're going to do the exact same thing, but far, far worse. That will be here. That would be here, and that's going to be a dangerous, dangerous thing. So I don't want to run out of time. Scotty, if you could we start that one YouTube video, the one with CNN fail? Let's start that, because now I want to get into the truth being compromised.
Since it was signed in September, the Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe says that it's been breached some 2,500 times. And there have been more than 4,000 deaths since April, according to the United Nations. As the deadly battle unfolds on the ground, a heated propaganda war is also being waged. Russia has recently launched its, quote, Sputnik offensive, a new state-run international media outlet named after the Soviet space program. This follows longtime Kremlin-funded Russia Today and other state-run TV. Moscow is clearly upping the ante on the airwaves in an attempt to control the message. But what President Putin may see as an image problem, the rest of the world may view as weaponizing the Fourth Estate. We sought opposing views on these important issues from former Prime Minister of Russia, Mikhail Kasyanov, and from Moscow, RT host of In the Now, Anissa Nawai. Mr. Kasyanov, Anissa Nawai in Moscow, thank you both very much indeed for joining me. Let me first ask you, Mikhail Kasyanov. Mr. Putin, President Putin, seems to believe that Russia has an image problem and wants to change the way Russia is portrayed around the West of the world. Is it an image problem, or is there a problem, a policy problem?
That's a deep problem over the policy. The problem of Mr. Putin, because Mr. Putin believes that such a policy he pursues internally and externally, that's normality in 21st century, which is absolutely not. And therefore, he is sometimes even angry on the Western society, why the Western society doesn't accept his regime as normal one. Therefore, that's a problem of mentality rather than of image.
Anissa, let me ask you, do you feel that Russia Today and other state-sponsored media is specifically designed to counter what your government, your president, believes is a bad image problem, an unfair shake in the West?
Just to be clear, he's not my president. I'm an American. He's the Russian president. And Russia Today airs to a global audience, so it's not really watched in Russia. It's in English. Many people across Russia don't really turn to Russia Today to get their news. And I certainly don't represent the Russian media as a whole. I represent RT, and more so myself. But I think specifically about RT, because it's been in the media quite a lot recently, to focus on that. I think the thing about RT, which is misunderstood by a lot of people, not our viewers, because they know very well, is that we have nothing to hide. People know where our funding comes from. We're Russia Today. We're funded by the Kremlin, despite the sort of addressing by foreign media. This is some kind of revelation of investigative journalists. Our budget is completely open. It's completely transparent, even though it's misquoted very often. And so it's interesting to us that these kind of questions are asked by the mainstream media, by a channel like CNN, who has journalists that have left the channel because documentaries on Bahrain haven't been run, like iRevolution a couple of years ago, which air programs like Eye on Georgia, Eye on Kazakhstan, Eye on Lebanon, which are essentially government-sponsored programs. And that's barely, very, very secretly disclosed to the audience. You really have to go on the site and dig for it to find that these are not sort of just basic unbiased reporting on the ground. These are government-sponsored programs aired on television. So it's interesting to have questions asked of us, a staff at RT, how do we feel about kind of representing the Russian government? Our viewers know that we're funded by the Kremlin. They watch RT with this in mind, and this is why we're getting viewers, because if you actually turn on RT, you'll see that we cite the Ukrainian government, we cite NATO, we cite the State Department, we cite the American side. Yes, of course, we also cite the Russian perspective, and of course, maybe even more so, because that's the perspective that we feel is being sidelined.
For months and months and months now, Russians and Russian state media and Kremlin-funded media such as yourselves have portrayed Ukraine as sort of phobic to pro-Russian separatists or minorities there as neo-Nazis, fascists who just want to abuse and assault them. And that has appeared on your channel. And President Putin has said it several times. My question obviously is, what is the point of that? And let me first just play this piece of an interview from President Putin, not to your channel, but he said it before, to a German channel just this weekend.
We're truly concerned that the wish to start ethnic cleansing may soon arise there. We're afraid that the Ukraine will become immersed in neo-Nazism. You can see people wearing swastikas on their sleeves and the SS insignia on the helmets of some units fighting in the eastern Ukraine at the moment.
And, of course, you all remember the big sort of billboards that Russian television and media put up during the Crimea referendum, equating, Russia or
Putin and this enhanced operation by him and his team. And in fact, this popular sociological poll for 85% of support of Putin's policy in Ukraine, that is the result of this propaganda.
All of this really is to ask both of you or anybody whether we know what President Putin wants. Anissa, do we know what President Putin wants? There was a ceasefire agreed in Minsk. There was an agreement. It's been violated. There are Russian forces moving again into eastern Ukraine. What does President Putin want? What do you think he wants?
I think President Putin has made it very clear to both Russia and to the international community that what he wants is for Russia to be respected, mutually respected, on an equal playing base, and that he wants dialogue to prevail.
What's his aim?
The aim is now...
The end game.
First, just to strengthen his support inside Russia, to keep power. For authoritarian regime, it's important always to have external enemy and quick victories. Georgia was one victory which helped him to establish his own strengthening inside Russia. Now just Ukraine. And secondly, he of course wants to the West to accept his regime as normal.
Well, I was on the world's most trusted name in news recently, CNN.
We sought opposing views on these important issues from former Prime Minister of Russia, Mikhail Kasyanov, and from Moscow, RT host of In the Now, Anissa Nowai.
They sought opposing views, and our views indeed were imposing. But most of my views didn't actually make it on air. A roughly edited version of our debate was cut together for broadcast, and the most interesting parts left for a rushed transcript on CNN's website. Well, we recorded some of my answers. Audience members weren't meant to see. But it's an absurd question coming from someone that's propagated the line of the State Department for over 15 years. Yes, after 15 minutes of being asked loaded questions in the form of policy speeches, I turned the table around, pointing out that Amanpour has always propagated the line of the State Department, from Yugoslavia to Syria. And we, with our Russian propaganda, questioned those arms to the FSA, questioned those arms to al-Nusra and other links. And now today, we have ISIS. The criticism was not taken well, to say the least. How dare you, I was told. How dare someone tell CNN to check who their sponsors are, what governments they're working with? How dare someone come on CNN and say that? Well, let your viewers decide, Christiane. I think that's the fairest way out of this debate. Let your viewers decide. Let them go back to your work in Yugoslavia. Let your viewers decide. Let them go back to your work in Yugoslavia and see if it doesn't fall exactly in line with the State Department's line. I know that interview very well. I know that interview very well, Christiane, and you were propagating war. You were basically encouraging Bill Clinton to go to war. Once she called me babe, I decided to just let go. Anyway, you can check out my full answers at RT.com and more behind-the-scenes details with Tim Kirby and his show War of Words on RT's SoundCloud. Well, CNN didn't like being called out, so we've decided to do it again. Here's top five CNN fails that made it to air. Number five, while covering Scotland's independence vote, the channel forgot how to count and showed a supposed poll that added up to 110. Hong Kong, according to CNN, is sometimes located in Latin America. The deadly attack on Jerusalem's synagogue just recently was mistakenly labeled mosque. For that blunder, they apologized officially and on air. And this is an old one. Well, not this specifically. It's happened quite a few times. Never forget to double-check Osama and Obama. To be fair, I think everyone's guilty of this one. And the number one CNN fail was on Ukraine, what I was invited to debate. I pointed this out to Amin Poor, a helicopter shown down in East Ukraine. Only the footage was from Syria. So that's what real news looks like. Thanks for the lesson, CNN.
All right, I wanted to prep you for that one. What that was that CNN and RT went at it. And this was very, very important because it's setting up what's really happening. In my opinion, all of these governments, doesn't matter RT or CNN, they both work for who? RT at least tells you they work for the Kremlin. CNN won't tell you that they work for the intelligence agency, but they do if you just watch. And this is very, very important. And actually, the RT reporter killed Christina Armpour. She just killed her on everything. But that's because here in the U.S., the propaganda is so thick. And that's why I call it the cerebrally naive network. And this does have a dramatic effect on your everyday way of life because of what you're going to be facing in the future. Right now, you are seeing, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, but listen, right now what you're seeing is the demise and the unraveling, the strategically unraveling of an empire by the system. The unraveling of this empire is not coming by the way of the people. That means that it will be replaced by what the system wants. And this is something that I think is critical for us to understand. If this is going to be unraveled, it needs to be dismantled by us, on our terms, by our means, by our rules, by our ways, by our energy. Because if we don't, you'll see how this is going to further perpetuate itself into much, much more. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. We have a real short video to play after this. It's going to be 2 minutes. Then at that time, just a quick monologue on this to set the table. And if you'd like to call in, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. What you just heard there, ladies and gentlemen, was the intentional demise of the U.S. by the purge. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your boy, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I think this is very, very important that we understand these things because there are things that are threatening us that we may not be looking at and seeing, and seeing how they work. This is how the system continues to invoke its control over the masses of the people. One of the things is by the stealing of assets. That's the currency, because it steals your purchasing power. It steals your labor. And another thing that it does is it creates propaganda that you believe is truth. And this is where the truth is hidden from you. A politician will always lie to you to keep you from the truth. And they do it by propaganda and through campaigns and by ways of empty promises that are never, ever, ever meant to be kept. They're actually meant to get you to want and to require the system to provide for you. So very, very important. Now, what I want to do in these two, the two videos that were, the video that we just listened to, CNN versus RT, this is very important because this came, this was relatively recent. And I wanted to show how this is relevant because you can see how this started to shake, take form when Hillary was the Secretary of State. And we're going to play this other video. And one of the things you can't see it, I posted inside of Tando and BTR community. Also, take a look at this. Go over this again, and you'll see what I mean. But look at who, and when Hillary is making this plea to Congress, to a Senate committee, look who the chairman of that is. None other than the Secretary of State right now.
Yes, is losing Hillary. An information war to alternative media outlets, including RT. That's the message from Hillary Clinton to Congress members who are questioning the State Department's $47 billion budget request for next year. And as RT's Gani Chichikian reports, the U.S. Secretary of State says Washington needs to step up its propaganda efforts.
Hillary Clinton was defending her department budget in Congress. She says a major reason the State Department needs money is because the U.S. is losing the information war. And among those media who are winning that war, Hillary Clinton named RT.
I'll be very blunt in my assessment. Al Jazeera is winning. The Chinese have opened up a global English language and multi-language television network. The Russians have opened up an English language network. I've seen it in a few countries, and it's quite instructive.
Mrs. Clinton says she's leading an effort to spread U.S. propaganda through new media, with Twitter feeds in Arabic and Farsi. But on global stage, the U.S. trails when it comes to television. She basically said the U.S. should step up propaganda efforts and get back, quote, in the game of doing, quote, what we do best. Here is more.
During the Cold War, we did a great job in getting America's message out. After the Berlin Wall fell, we said, okay, fine, enough of that. You know, we've done it. We're done. And unfortunately, we are paying a big price for it. And our private media cannot fill that gap. In fact, our private media, particularly cultural programming, often works at counter purposes to what we truly are as Americans and what our values are. I remember having an Afghan general tell me that the only thing he thought about Americans is that all the men wrestled and the women walked around in bikinis because the only TV he ever saw was Baywatch and Worldwide Wrestling.
Some 5 years ago, Western media outlets, including BBC and CNN, basically had a monopoly in the coverage of world news. Things have changed a lot since then. More and more viewers across the world tune into various foreign media to get a fresh take on the events. RT presence on YouTube, for example, is a real hit. Almost 300 million views. CNN has something like 3 million. Al Jazeera's coverage of the unrest in the Middle East and in North Africa has outdone the U.S. presentation of the events. While many are happy to see this emerging media variety, the head of a U.S. agency that manages the country's government-run international broadcasting has basically called those foreign media enemies. This Wednesday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton basically confirmed it, saying that the U.S. is at war, at an information war with foreign media.
Now, the U.S. is being left behind in the global media race because the country isn't committed to freedom of speech. That's according to investigative journalist Danny Schechter.
The United States feels on the defensive, in part because it can no longer monopolize not only the terms of, authority in these countries, but also the terms of the debate. There's other information out there. There are other points of view. And those points of view are profoundly damaging to a country that believes that its point of view is the only point of view, or should be the only point of view. So Hillary Clinton, one day is defending the internet, the next Wednesday. The administration is proposing all kinds of regulations and ways to cut off the internet if possible. There's no real commitment to the kind of freedom of diverse speech that we really need if we're going to be in a democracy at home and in a community of nations overseas. We can't dictate what people believe anymore.
Okay, everyone, I wanted to play that because there was a lot that was said there. And that was Hillary when she was the Secretary of State. And at that committee, Kerry was the commissioner, the chairman of that committee. And they said that they lost the information war.
Hey, Dave.
And they need to take back. This was huge. This was them saying that they are going to destroy all other avenues of truth or avenues of information. The only information that will be heard in this country will be those that are propagated by the government itself. This was a direct attack on alternative media. See, they didn't tell you that. But just by listening to them, did you hear what she said about they form culture? The government was forming culture.
Another thing she said, Dave, is she also said we can't rely on our private media companies.
That was it. Right, Scotty. We can't rely on our private.
I mean, they have been relying on them. I mean, this just goes to the program I did right before you came on air. And I was talking about propaganda and how Malcolm X said it controls the minds of the masses and how they flip the script and make you hate who they want you to hate and love or at least like who you want them to like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, I mean, and
right.
I was saying, I asked the question, how much I said I had during my studies of propaganda, I have uncovered from the 50s and the 60s, the heads of, like, you only had three corporations back then, CBS, ABC, and NBC. But a couple of them talking about it's their patriotic duty to propagandize the American people how the government, U.S. government, wants them to do. But so, I mean,
right.
Thanks for playing that clip because I had never actually heard that clip, but that's just more evidence of what I was trying to relay to my listeners. So thanks for digging that up.
Yeah, and you know what it was real? It was, they always tell you what their agenda is. And think about, see, what brought Hillary so-called down? It was alternative media, so they think. What that was this was actually the budget that was given to them. Don't think that some of the stuff that's coming out in Pizzagate and all in the emails, that was actually coming from the very same funding that she requested for. See, don't, because one of the things that we have to do is that we have to realize that the system will always be the system. There is no negotiating with the system. We can only remove our energy from it because they will continue to do and be who they are.
And what did they say about social media? See, and this even came out in the WikiLeaks emails with her campaign. They're friends in the media, quote unquote, friends in the media. And then some of the billionaires that supported her were hiring people to do what? Post stuff on social media, attack people, put out false information, attack Bernie Sanders, come up with these lies. I mean, all of this is documented. But, Dave, you are right when you say they always tell you what they're doing. But, you know, the problem is that not enough people are listening.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's so true, Scotty. But here we have to because the stakes on this is so, so great. And it's all of this is, see, what they were doing, they put that out, and then they allowed that to get caught. Why did they allow that to get caught? Because then they, at the appropriate time, before they bring the Venezuelan crisis here, they want to get rid of all alternative media that can expose and get you prepared for it, ladies and gentlemen. And they're going to do that by saying fake news. And what they're doing is that they push the fake news, say, here's fake news. And then they say, also, here's fake news. You see this one fake news, you say, yeah, that's fake news. So now you give them credibility and you start to rely on them and you give them authority and you say that, yeah, whatever they say is right, because here they did show it. And it's all a scam. Their intention is to get rid of the truth. How do you first get rid of the truth? You first present yourself as credible truth, then you accuse those that tell the truth as being disinformation agents. Oh, man. This is going to be so deep. And this is the purge. This is the purge. But see, one of the things, little did Hillary know, but the system was setting up for her to be the fall person in this whole thing. Why? Because she was the perfect person for it. The arrogance of Benghazi, the arrogance of all this other stuff, was that's what they wanted. And you start to see Benghazi start to come back up, right? Now that Russia wants to get that base, guess what Russia is probably going to do? Divulge what really happened at Benghazi and who was all in it. Hillary. We came, we saw it, and he died. They're killing Gaddafi and the killing of Stevenson. Why? Because they use their minions for what they want to use them for, and then they discard them. Every time you make a deal with evil, you lose your soul.
Did Stevenson know too much, Dave, in your opinion? Is that why they allow him to be taken out? Because he knew too much. He had that inside information of how the CIA and the State Department was using these radical, quote-unquote, Islamic terrorists to overthrow the country. You think that's why they let him get killed, that they couldn't trust him to keep his mouth shut or something? I don't know.
I do think that, but I think it could have been more as well. He may have also known other things, because if you remembered, one of the things that they said that he was sodomized, and I think what probably could come out is going to be a whole lot more to that, and then at some point he became expendable from some other things, and this became the appropriate tool situation to use and drop him off in. They do everything for a reason. Nothing is coincidental. All of their murders and everything else. And this is, man, this thing is going to definitely grow. This is going to be a part of World War III that's going to lead to global nuclear war I. The very same company that was protecting him came out with the studies of that Deagle. So you'll see how this starts to play out. But yes, Scotty, there's a lot to it. I'm not quite sure, but I wouldn't be surprised. But I think it's a whole lot more to it. It may have direct ties to different people that were celebrity figurehead running for office that didn't make it.
Well, I hope people were paying attention, Dave, because so much was revealed in that clip. They meant propaganda war, where you only have propaganda as part of the war. That's just part of it. And so yes. This is why I say, man, this is battleground USA. The whole world is a doggone battlefield. These people are at war with us. They at war with us, man. Why else are they pushing this propaganda? And I'm not talking about just about what's happening overseas, but the propaganda targeted towards us. They at war with us. That's why we being targeted with propaganda. So I don't want anybody to think that Scotty is just exaggerating or trying to make it sound like what he does is so important. But propaganda is important.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know.
It's so key. Because all war is deception to get to your objective. You deceive your way to your objective. That is known as war. And most people think war is a violent confrontation. No, it could be between people sitting down in so-called a civilized conversation that is more destructive than any nuclear bomb.
Why do they need to attack you, Dave, and kill you when they can program you through propaganda to kill each other?
Right. That's Scotty just exactly, Scotty. No need to kill you when they can use your energy. All they have to do is just to deceive you and to trick you. And the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. That's propaganda. To make you believe. Man, this is really, really sick. And this stuff really, really grows. Now, we won't be able to get into it all today. There's more to it. We'll come up to it more because I want to intertwine Venezuela into this and some other things. And let me tell you, folks, one of the things I think is so important is that until you start to create your own sovereignty and self-determination and not allow a system to make you believe what it wants you to believe. As Clinton said, we develop culture. This is why I always say we don't have culture anymore. We follow fads, fatal fads that destroy our capability to be sovereign and self-determined. So just want to say thank you all for being here and listening. Hopefully there's some questions that you'll add. We'll start to try to put this all more together for you so that you can see it and make your own determination. And as we always say, it's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much peace, much respect. Talk to you soon. Great creator
gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Freestyle. Free like birds and trees. Free like open seas. Free like the change of seasons. And that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle. Fighting a war for money, control, and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men and statistic AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mama's wishing they daddies was there. And it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress. Cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest. Cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle. Let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky. Flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free. Cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle, freestyle, freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents. Like not only being royal, but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle. Without FCC sons of piles calling out fouls. Or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds. Like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all our phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do. And freestyle so they can be them and you can be you too. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free. No rules or regulations of what could, should, or might happen or what they be. No values claimed, no limits to the game. No special names you need to know to get in. No chains, leashes, leases, or theses on how far I can take my journey or what criteria this poet needs to fill or fit in. Free to see glass ceilings shattered and the shards sent to the discard pile. Full freestyle.
That's how it should be. That's how it should be.
Freestyle, never repressing my thoughts, locking my words, stressing the verbs and I'm because my speech is not free like the wind that blows this supposed liberation throughout this tired ass nation. While I sit on rooftops reading the alphabet verses of the ghetto and screaming out, don't die, civil liberties, don't die. Hoping my voice is heard through the nation's mountaintops. And the Emancipation Proclamation said I was free over 200 years ago, but my soul still don't feel so. While the Statue of Liberty presents a false reality of freedom, more fake than reality TV, because she just does not reflect me. My voice locked up and locked inside my body. Without words, I can never be free, so I look at myself and try not to see myself as a nigga they wanted me to be. Free like birds is what I wish to be. No longer picking cotton on your plantation. My arms tired, my legs weak, feeling like my life has succumbed to your damnation. And without justification, it seems I have become a slave to hip-hop beats and Rhythm Nation. Ignorance spoken at its highest height, played on every radio station because they think that we be tight. Rocking expensive clothes, we calling ourselves bitches and hoes, and we think we free shit. We more oppressed than I ever guessed. Soul searching, looking for spiritual salvation while listening to outcast liberation, trying to break the chains of enslavement and mental degradation. Freestyle like running in the night, trying to find the light in the window, reaching for our foundation so we can start a new creation. Freestyle like freeing words of the good book that have been brought to translation and freeing me from all accusation from this nation, because it seems like I've been in all my frustration in this poem that I've called Freestyle, my lyrical libation. Freestyle, that's how it should be. That's how it should
like
be.
Imagination, creation, and blindly breaking through borders the way love does. A self-organization of things as if every nation had wings that could fly through the sky like a dove does. Free to live, free to give, free to dream the dreams of a potential prince. Free like the freedom we had way back in Eden and have yet to see it since. Free like common sense, free like death. No fickle favorites anywhere to be found. Even if you looked at every book behind every tree or under every little rock on the ground. Freedom like light, sight, and sound, like sunshine and moonlight and the promises of the Christ, unfettered by the weather, the laws of Caesar's treasures, or somebody's man-made price. Freedom float like ice, freestyle, that's how it should be, priceless like faith, belief, and man's free will, free to know what it
you're
all
the
means,
first
where
participant
it all goes,
on the
call.
Please hold while we wait for the others to join.
Free to know what's really real, free for me to know the damn deal. Free like a mother's silver tears, like a father's groundless fears. Free to be shared everywhere, like pain, shame, suffering, and war. The freedom to always do just a little bit more. Freestyle like what we've all been dying for. Freestyle.
That's how it should be. 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 That's how it should be.
I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back. I choose to rise, not fall. I choose to live, not die.
You know, hip-hop is a powerful thing, but that power can be used for or against. I love hip-hop. I said I love hip-hop.
Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project.